case number 10,424, Tidewater Utilities, Inc., west of Irons Lane, 50 feet north of Manor Drive within Bay Colony Section 3, a special use exception to place a communication tower.
Good evening.
James H. Willie, Jr.
You're the only one that can be testifying? As far as you know?
As far as I know.
Okay.
James H. Willie, Jr., Delaware PE, 13710, George Meisinger, 206 West Main Street, Salisbury, Maryland.
And you swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity to present this application. A little brief background. What we're asking to install is a piece of equipment called supervisory control and data acquisition to operate part of a regional water supply system for Tidewater. And you'll probably hear me call it SCADA because that's what the acronym is. And when we talk about designing these things, we always say SCADA. So that's what we're here to talk about is placing a monopole and a communication antenna, which is part of Tidewater's system control, which we would like to be part of their control. Brief little bit of history. Back on or around April 30th, I sent information to the county planning and zoning department, attention Mr. Shane Abbott, advising him of what we would like to do. Via email correspondence and a meeting with Mr. Robertson, the Planning and Zoning Commission's attorney. He recommended that we pursue the special use exception to ensure that all rights of the public are protected, and I believe he copied that email to your counsel, Mr. Burrell. So on May the 7th, we submitted an application for a special use exception for parcel 644, under Sussex County Code Section 115-194.2. And the lot in question is zoned MR, medium density residential. It's noted as a utility lot within the borders of the Bay Colony development. I'm going to just briefly present our facts in accordance with the county code, established a public record. Item A of Section 194.2 requires that any new freestanding monopole be located on a lot exceeding 1 acre. Parcel 644.0 is approximately 1.54 acres. Item B talks about co-location and is not actually applicable to this application. Item C, all special use applications shall submit site plan and appropriate documentation. I believe we submitted 10 or 11 copies of the site plan and a letter to the planning and zoning, so hopefully everyone's had a chance to review our documentation supporting the application. Item D requires the applicant to identify opportunities for co-location of facilities within a 2-mile radius of the proposed site. We submitted an aerial photo with a 2-mile radius drawn around our existing site. The only, incidentally, it turns out, the only co-location opportunity within 2-mile radius is the elevated water storage tank at the Bethany Bay development, which is actually one of the pieces of this regional water system. That's actually where the home control system will be. That's the location with which we desire to communicate. Basically, the wells at the site at Bay Colony will be controlled by the elevation of the water and the elevated water storage tank at Bethany Bay. With regard to other co-location opportunities, we did ride the surrounding roads and reviewed the existing aerial photography. We don't believe there are any additional sites within the 2-mile radius that have a monopole to the height sufficient for our communication system. And then just as a point of fact, the intent of our proposed monopole and antenna is for directed communications within Tidewater SCADA system, and that, we're not looking for outside commercial use or cell phone tower type situation. Item E indicates that should the special use exception be granted, any new freestanding tower should be capable of supporting multiple installations. At 55 feet, we're pretty sure that cellular phone companies aren't going to be interested, but in accordance with the technical data sheet, which was submitted as part of the application, this monopole is capable of supporting up to 650 pounds of equipment, and our communication antenna is much less than that. Item F requires all monopoles to be set back a minimum of one-third of the pole height from adjoining property lines. As shown on the enclosed exhibit, we proposed a setback of 50 feet, which is nearly 100% of the pole height. Item G, equipment and appurtenances shall be surrounded by a minimum 6-foot tall fence. Again, we indicated the fence on the enclosed site plan and submitted photos of the existing facility, which shows a 6-foot tall wooden fence that we would duplicate. Item H requires monopoles to be equipped with any appropriate warning lights in accordance with FCC and the Federal Aviation Administration, and we're good with that. Item I, we understand that if the tower is not operated continuously for 6 months, the use is considered abandoned, and that Tidewater must remove the monopole at its expense. Item J, no signs or blinking lights will be located on the monopole except as may be required by the Federal Aviation Administration, and we're good with that. Our final requirement is to demonstrate negligible effects on surrounding properties. We believe the Tidewater SCADA antenna will be similar in scope to the County Engineering Department's antenna. There is a 50 by 70 parcel owned by the county, which is basically integrated into the utility lot at Bay Colony. Their tower is not quite as tall as we need. I believe you can see that pole on one of the photos that was enclosed with our application. With regard to negligible effects, we exceed the minimum setbacks required. Our minimum setback is more than one-third the pole height. The other two setbacks are much more than the pole height. Finally, the pole is only 11 inches in diameter bottom, tapering to 3.5 inches in diameter at top, presents a nominal silhouette. It's not a big three-posted communication tower that you might see in other applications. So we believe that this application merits the board granting a special use exception, and I hope you'll give us favorable consideration, and I'll try to answer any questions. Thank you.
The tower engineered to withstand any particular wind speed? It seems to come up frequently with these towers.
Let me just yes, the data sheet that we submitted indicates that the RTS 55-11-7 OTDB withstands 100 mile an hour wind load rating. The nearest dwelling, if you look here to look at the enclosed site plan, Manor Drive is approximately 50 or 60 feet in that location. Just check that real quick. Bear with me. Okay, it appears to be a 50-foot right-of-way. In the photos, you can see that to the opposite, to the south side of Manor Drive from our location, the homes back up fairly close to the road. It is the rear of the homes. There's a small amount of vegetation along the road. But the if those lots had even a 10-foot rear yard, then the absolute closest distance between a structure in that subdivision and this tower would be 110 feet.
What's the weight, just the weight of this, here's what, 900 pounds, pole weight?
Pole weight is 900 pounds, yes, sir.
900 pounds. For this one, okay.
And it also indicates that the color of this pole will be dark bronze.
And this, what's this, is that an OT? I mean, there's no drilling, what's that, no drilling on the pole, the cap of the pole, top of the pole? You got that includes pole cap,
yes.
No drilling.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
So 900 pounds pole, dark bronze.
This won't interfere with any other type of frequency communications? Or?
No, sir. Not a complete radio frequency expert, civil engineer, but my understanding is that Tidewater and County Engineering Department already have SCADA systems both operating in this area, and they don't interfere with each other, to my knowledge.
first one you put up?
I feel a little bit like millionaire. I had to call in the helpline there. This is the first one, the Bethany Bay elevated tower. I believe they can put their SCADA equipment on that without a special use exception because that's an existing structure and they could use the co-location. But this is the first one that they have applied for. They may also need one at the Bear Trap facility. But that also, the Bear Trap, they also have an elevated tower there. But this is the first one that we've Tidewater's asked for in this operating district. Yes, sir. Not that it is probably germane, but I do know that the county engineering department has this SCADA on all their pump stations. So they have these equipments located at all the pumping stations that serve the South Coastal Treatment Plant located to the east of Bear Trap. And I also know that they their main control facility is at the South Coastal Plant, and they have a nice high tower there that is their base communication. And again, I'm not sure that's germane, but that's just a little background on how this technology is being used by other people in the area.
Okay, are there any further questions from members? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Yes, sir. And Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? All right, please come forward. If there's anyone else here that's in opposition, please come forward at this time to be sworn in. If not,
name and address.
My name is Howard Simons, Jr. I'm at 34828 Seagrass Plantation.
Spell your last name?
Simons, S-I-M-O-N-S.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I bring a letter from our homeowners association, which deals with the subject of the case 10-424 Tidewater Utilities special use exception. It says, on behalf of the homeowners of Seagrass Plantation located adjacent to the proposed special use exception site related to the case mentioned above, the Seagrass Plantation Community Association, HOA, respectfully submits this letter for your consideration. The HOA requests that the following conditions be included with any proposal with case 10-424. One, that the monopole pole and related improvements as well as its intended is ed- that the monopole and related improvements as well as intended and actually used conform and be limited specifically to the specification and use described by Mr. Willers of George Miles and Burr LLC in his letter addressed to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning dated May 7th, 2009. Two, that any lights located on a monopole be mounted in such a way as to minimize lights polluting directly towards the Seagrass Plantation residents. And three, that prior to approval that the TUI be required to provide accurate health and safety information regarding the expected emission levels and radio frequency, electrical magnetic fields, etc., related to the communication antenna, and that its appropriate emission levels are periodically measured following the installation, that such emission levels are deemed safe to all proximate residents. We hope you would take that in your considerations.
Okay.
I live exactly in the two houses that are back right to the...
Your two houses?
There's two right now that are located directly across the street from where the Tidewater is planning to do. One of them, my next door neighbor, who I was hoping would be here, but he had to work late, has two children that also play in the backyard. One that plays, one is only 8 months old, so, but will be most likely spending a lot of time in that backyard. And we're just looking for the safety and that for our residents, as well as knowing that in their proposal that they did, they said what they want, but you remember that technology changes real quick and that other communications doing other things could be less than 600 pounds and might be used for commercial purposes. We would rather not see that too. And again, to make sure that what they request and what we requested is done, that sometime in the future that another board might not, that things have changed and they use the exception for other things unless it's designated to be used for what they requested.
Right. Okay.
Mr. Simons, do you have any information or literature or anything that suggests that this would be a health or safety problem?
No, but I did go on the website, the FCC, and what I read there didn't make me very happy.
The what?
FCC, the Federal Communication, when they talk about frequency and living close to it.
What did it say, or did you print it out or anything?
I did. I took out one section of it, especially because I don't know if I have it with me, but I read. It deals with can exposures to level radio frequency radiation that could be harmful. Can radio. So anyway, I'll leave that with you too. This is just. Just one part of 20 pages that you can just get right offline. And I think I have just a couple of the pages here. They told me that I have two of the pages that I'll leave with, page 4 and 5, that deal with some of the effects caused by the RF rate energy. So.
From emergency. All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Sure, I want to ask another question.
Sure.
Sorry.
Come back up front, please.
You know what kind of waves that putting at an antenna?
I do not have that information with me tonight. It is a radio frequency, obviously, and I'm sure that we could obtain that information. But I do not have any specifications on the wattage of the transmitter or the frequency.
And you're not putting any lights on the tower either, right? The monocle.
No, I don't believe that we're going to need lights at 55 feet, but I have not finished checking that either. I think it's higher than that.
Okay, Dale. Okay, again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Sure.
Okay. Last call.
Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 10,424 under advisement.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,424 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, get the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
It's too late to ask a question now. I was simply going to volunteer or ask whether you want any of this information with regard to taking the case under advisement, the radio frequency or...
Well, that's what they'll talk about at the...
So we're going to talk about what we take it under advisement, sir. Thank you.